and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and today I'm recording live from my office in Elk Grove, California. I've missed the last couple of weeks. We've been very busy. National Challenge Week took place a couple of weeks ago, as well as the construction that is going on at the new building that I pastor in Turlock, California. And so some of the updates that have taken place there, we've had the carpet installed, we've had the bathroom, the plumbing, all that stuff fixed, the bathroom and the plumbing. Thank you to Lewis and Annie Dominguez of Millennium Plumbing in Elk Grove for coming down to Turlock and blessing the church and helping us take care of some of these vital things. Unfortunately, last night we found out that one of the AC units in the sanctuary is shot, and so we're needing to work around that and get a new AC unit. We've got a great deal on one that we're going to get, and I want to give a special shout out to Dr. Tim Merritt for making a pledge of $1,000 to help us pay for that unit that we're going to be putting in the church. It is such a blessing. Again, our first service in the new building is going to be November 3rd, Sunday. Pastor C. Miles Young is going to be preaching that service. If you're in the Turlock area and you want to see the awesome restoration of Jesus' name in a place that was once a bastion of revival in the Turlock area, come check us out. It's going to be a good day. This Sunday, we have Antoine Irvin preaching in Turlock, and then the following Wednesday, I believe that would be the 23rd, missionary Chad Scott is preaching in the Rock Church Central Valley. And so I mentioned that I am in the office in Elk Grove, California. However, here in a couple minutes, I will be jumping on a plane and heading to Munich, Germany, and from there to Izmir, Turkey. And so the reason why I'm going over there is I have the awesome opportunity to go on the Seven Churches of Asia tour with Premier Bible Land Journeys and Dr. Johnny King. And so in addition to the Seven Churches tour, there is going to be what they are calling the Ephesus event at the Celsius Library. It will be another place at which Wilson University and Hope Corps graduation, or commencement rather, will be held. While we're over there, we're also going to be recording lectures for a new certificate program that will be launching here at the university. That program is an archaeology certificate, and so we're going to be shooting lectures right there on the site of the Seven Churches that are going to be utilized in the upcoming certificate program in archaeology. And so if there is any desire to learn any of that stuff, this program will be very good. Now, I'm super excited about going over to Turkey to see the Seven Churches. Earlier this year, Dr. King had a Wilson Live in which he walked through the Seven Churches and kind of gave a little bit of a teaser of some of the stuff that's going to be happening over there. And that was a great time. We may do a rerun on that if you want to see that footage. It was an amazing course. He also wrote a new book. And so the new book that Dr. King has just written is called The Letters, and it is a historical and spiritual journey through the letters to the seven churches in Asia. And so one of the cool things about this book that I really like is it begins, when you open it up here, it begins with an introduction to the seven churches, the history of the seven churches. It talks about the Apostle Paul and the history from the Apostle John's standpoint. But then what it does is it goes through each chapter is dedicated to one of the churches that's listed in the book of Romans. And what's pretty cool here is every chapter first starts off with the present day. Right? It gives you, like if we turn here to one of these chapters, what it'll do is it starts with a little heading here, present day, as you can see here. And what it ends up doing is it walks down through what the current location of that city is, if the name has changed. It gives you a little information regarding the amount of Jews in there, like Smyrna, which is Izmir, is the home of the second largest Jewish population in Turkey. And so it gives you a lot of modern day stuff around what's going on. But then after that, each chapter then goes in and kind of there's some pictures of the places, but it gives you a historical background of that particular city. And then it actually goes into the letter. And so there is some exegesis going on here in terms of what is taking place in that chapter and how it relates. Dr. King does a wonderful job in this book. And then one of the other things is after you read through the stuff regarding the specific church, there is a notes page back here. And so what I really like about this note page being included in here is as we're on the tour of the seven churches and we're going around and seeing the different things, there's a place right here where you can take notes based on what is being talked about and anything that you see there. So it's really, really cool. Again, this is part of the, you can buy this book on Kindle or on Amazon, I believe. It is available as a Kindle as well as a paperback. You'll want to check it out if you have any interest in the seven churches. And if you want to go on a tour sometime with Premier Bible Land, you can go to their website for more info on their upcoming tours. The website is BibleLand.ca, and you can also find them on Instagram, and their Instagram handle is Premier Bible Land, Premier Bible Land. And so you're definitely going to want to check this out. It's a great resource. I'm looking forward to utilizing this while I'm in Turkey, reading about stuff and taking notes and being there on location. It's going to be a fun time. And so one thing I kind of want to wrap up here with today as we end this episode of All Things Apostolic is not too long ago, I was reading through Galatians. And when I was reading through Galatians, there was this interesting passage of scripture, Galatians 6 and 17, and it says this in the Bible. It says in Galatians 6 and 17, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ." And so what's interesting to me about this passage of scripture in Galatians 6, 17, talking about bearing in his body the marks that belong, that prove he belongs to Jesus Christ, There's some speculation about what Paul is talking about here. But as I read this, one of the things that I felt the Lord impress upon me, when you look at that word marks, I bear in my body the marks that show that I belong to Jesus Christ. The actual word marks there is scar. And so Paul is saying, I bear in my body the scars that prove that I belong to Jesus Christ. And so as I was reading this and praying, one of the things that the Lord impressed upon me is a scar is evidence that something happened, but that healing took place. And so as I began to read and pray and think about that, one of the things that the Lord brought to my mind is a lot of times things happen in our lives, and rather than giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to work on us and change us and work in us, a lot of times we pick at the wounds that we have. And in picking at the wounds that we have, it never has the chance to become a scar. It never has the opportunity to heal and be proof that healing has taken place in our bodies. But if we trust in the Lord, if we go through things and we let God heal us, then there will come a time in our lives where those scars are evidence of a healing that took place. And that healing could be many things. I look at, you know, when I first got in church, there was a lot of different things that coming from the lifestyle I lived that I had to move past. There was things in my past that I needed healing from, and God did a great work in me. And so now when individuals look at me, there is evidence that things have happened, but there's evidence that healing has taken place. I think about this a lot too when I look at the fruit of the Spirit, right? The fruit of the Spirit, when we look at love, joy, peace, patience, all of those things, those are things that necessarily don't come easy to most of us. That's why it's a spiritual act. And so a lot of times, in order for us to show those particular aspects of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, it requires us to go through some things. It requires us to gain authority and overcome a couple things. And ultimately what it does is, through going through situations and allowing God to work on us in those situations and allowing God to bring healing to us in those situations, what it does is it bears marks in your body. And so when people look at you spiritually, they can tell you've gone through some storms and God's carried you through them storms. And so now when others go through the same situation that you went through, you're able to help them navigate because healing took place and you didn't allow the wound just to fester. Thank you for joining us this week on All Things Apostolic. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless.